This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Madeline Brand joins the Hollywood elite at the Academy Awards. First, this. In public schools, you're not allowed to say prayers before class or even before Friday night football games. But in some places in this country, public school kids do actually attend Bible class during the school day. In one town in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley, school officials debated this practice and have now decided to continue it. Eric Kneeler reports from Stanton.
Stanton, a small town about 2 hours south of Washington, is nothing if not church-going. For a half hour every week, students from McSwain Elementary School put down their geometry and spelling, walk across the park to a Baptist church, and get some religion. Linda Baker Sheffer teaches these Bible study classes, a tradition that goes back 60 years.
First graders have the theme of I am wonderfully made, and they learn stories about the creation and how God made the world and how God made them. Second graders learn about the major characters in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In third grade, we learn how the Bible is written, about the languages that it came from, how it was written on scrolls or skins.
More than 12,000 school kids across Virginia still attend Bible study, which is protected under a 1952 U.S. Supreme Court decision, as long as it's optional and takes place off of school grounds. About 85% of Stanton's first, second, and third graders participate. But earlier this school year, some Stanton parents said enough was enough. Vicki Bellamy has three children in elementary school.
I believe that religious instruction should take place in our homes and our houses of worship and not in school.
Bellamy teaches Sunday school herself, but she didn't like the idea of her children learning the Bible instead of doing schoolwork, so she kept them out of the program. When her son stayed behind, Bellamy says his teacher told him to sit quietly at his desk.
So we got a lot of drawings home that year, and he read a lot of books. He loves to read, and I'm thankful for that. But did he get any meaningful instruction during that time? Absolutely not.
Other kids run errands for teachers or go to the library by themselves. Bellamy says kids need more study time because there is now more pressure to perform on standardized tests. She also says that kids who do not go, for whatever reason, sometimes feel left out or made fun of by their peers, the majority of whom go to Bible study.
If I were Jewish, I wouldn't opt to send my child to this class. It's not even an option for children of other faiths or belief systems or values.
Bellamy and a group of parents petitioned the Stanton School Board to change the program. But hundreds of parents spoke out in favor, saying it was part of their heritage. Jack Hinton runs Stanton's Bible classes. He says the opponents are newcomers.
They come down from New York, New Jersey, the West, or the Northeast, wherever. They will bring with them their own biases, their own agendas, many of which have never heard of weekday religious education or release time. And they don't know how to deal with it. Except to say, well, maybe we should not have religion in the schools, but not understanding that this is not religion in the schools.
The board voted this month to keep the Bible classes. School Board President James Harrington said the board is now going to make sure that students who stay behind get some kind of meaningful instruction.
The school system needs to be more sure than it is right now that choices like this are being made, as opposed to kids simply erasing blackboards.
Back at McSwain Elementary, some school children interviewed say they really liked to sing songs and make Bible drawings. But 9-year-old Paige Bellamy, whose mother kept her out of the Bible class, says she doesn't really miss it.
When I went one time to try it out, I didn't like it. It's not exactly a big thing. I mean, I didn't really learn anything about Jesus or anybody.
Last year, school administrators in the nearby city of Harrisonburg dropped Bible study in order to raise academic scores. In Stanton, officials have vowed to keep the classes and are devising a specific lesson plan for students like Paige, who would rather not go to church while at school. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.